You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.
The word is OT security. Spelled O for operational, T for technology, and security, as in protection. Definition: hardware and software designed to detect and prevent cyber adversary campaigns that target industrial operations. Example sentence: IT and OT cybersecurity differ in fundamental ways, not only because IT and OT systems often require different security controls, but also because IT and OT security practitioners have different goals for securing their assets and different definitions for what secure means. Origin and context. One of the world's first OT attacks occurred in 1903 when Guglielmo Marconi, yes, that Marconi, that famous Italian engineer who invented the first practical wireless telegraph, attempted to securely send a message from a clifftop radio station in Cornwall, UK, to London some 300 miles away. Neville Maskelyne, working for a Marconi competitor, the Eastern Telegraph Company, executed maybe the first ever man-in-the-middle attack, intercepting the traffic and sending Morse code to the distant end, mocking Marconi. And you thought our modern-day internet had trolls. Operational technology consists of a superset of non-traditional electronics and software. In other words, these are systems not designed for the standard office worker and can control government, commercial, and home processes like water, power, air conditioning, and heating. Within the OT superset are industrial control systems, or ICS. These are systems that control essential industrial processes, like mine site conveyor belts, oil refinery cracking towers, and electrical grid power consumption. The key word there is essential. Processes that are mission critical and have a high availability requirement. According to Graham Williamson from Kuppinger Cole Analyst, quote, most ICSs fall into either a continuous process control system, typically managed via programmable logic controllers or PLCs, or discrete process control systems or DPCs. These might use a PLC or some other batch process control device. Industrial control systems are often managed via a supervisory control and data acquisition system or SCADA system. These provide a graphical user interface for operators to easily observe the status of a system, receive any alarms indicating out-of-band operation, or to enter system adjustments to manage the process under control, end quote. In March 2000, Vidic Bodin launched an industrial control system attack on Queensland, Australia, that resulted in the leaking of millions of gallons of untreated sewage into the surrounding waterways and parks. In a rare Jason Bourne-like car chase scene right out of the movies, the police captured VTech with his laptop, SCADA equipment, and the radio transmitter he used to carry out the attacks. In 2006, researchers at the Gartner Energy and Utilities IT Summit presented the term operational technology as applied to industrial control systems. Over the next decade, the alignment and integration of IT and OT systems picked up traction in the industrial space. In late 2015, a group of Russian hackers called Sandworm attack Ukraine's power grid, causing the first ever blackout triggered by a cyber attack. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, quote, threat actors on multiple fronts continue to exploit cyber vulnerabilities in the U.S. electrical grid. Nation-states like Russia, China, and Iran, and non-state actors, including foreign terrorist and hacktivist groups, pose varying threats to the power grid, end quote. Nerd reference. In the Cybersecurity Canon Hall of Fame book, Sandworm, A New Era of Cyber War and the Hunt for the Kremlin's Most Dangerous Hackers, by Wired columnist Andy Greenberg, Andy describes the Russian GRU's use of Ukraine as a training lab to use cyber attack to cripple and destroy an enemy's critical infrastructure.
Sandworm is a group of Russian hackers that, since late 2015 or so, have carried out what I think is the first full-blown cyber war. Starting in Ukraine, they attacked pretty much every part of Ukrainian society with these data-destructive attacks that hit media and the private sector and government agencies, and then ultimately the electric utilities, causing the first ever blackouts triggered by cyber attacks. Sandworm hit Ukraine's power grid not once but twice in late 2015 and then again in late 2016. And then finally, this Ukrainian cyber war that Sandworm was waging essentially in the middle of 2017 exploded out to the rest of the world with this cyber attack called NotPetya. A worm, a self-propagating piece of fake ransomware that was actually just a destructive attack that spread from Ukraine to the rest of the world and took down a whole bunch of multinational companies, medical record systems, and hospitals across the United States, and ultimately cost $10 billion in global damages, the worst cyber attack in history by a good measure.
Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.